MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep the lock right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Call us with that question that's been on your mind. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Okay. So, Griff.
What?
Remember the good old days when you ran to the newsstand the day a historical figure died to collect the daily paper and hold on to it for the future?
Let me think. Oh, yes, I remember it well.
You can still get your newspaper even if you no longer receive one yourself. Hey, you know, people have found stacks and stacks of important newspapers in their grandfather's attics.
Yes.
You know, where they'll buy, you know, 20 of them on the day of the special election or the day Kennedy died or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you can still get your newspaper even if you no longer receive one yourself. The day after Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia passed away, a copy of the New York Times late edition sold on eBay for $8.99 plus $7.99 shipping.
Wow.
Okay, so yeah. People, you know, think about that.
If
you're in an area where you could have picked up 20 New York Times, you could have made a lot of money.
Yeah, but you got to hold on to them. And yeah, I guess you can.
Yeah, but this is the day, you know, this was put up there the day after he died.
Yeah, so I guess that's
a copy
too.
Of the New York Times late edition.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I get
so,
it. So there's, you know, there's always an angle.
Yeah, I know.
Can make a little
and people
blue
want it. People want that front page, basically.
They want the front page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and we talk about on this show from time to time about looking at trends and looking at things that have happened in the news and things that are coming up and, you know, doing your best to list if you have something that is listable in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important to do that.
Yep.
You know who we need to have on? The woman that took over eBay Main Street. Remember we used to have, was it, what was his name? Todd Cohen on?
Yeah.
Now there's a woman who has taken his place.
Okay.
Do you know her name? Offhand? We'll look it up. We'll find it. I'd like to have her on because I think this is very important. eBay Main Street is important. They always need your signature for things. When it comes to e-commerce, legislators have immense power. Immense power. And eBay Main Street is a global grassroots action network that keeps you informed and engaged on public policy issues that affect the eBay seller.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to protect yourself and your business is to make your voice heard in the halls of power. So you can sign up for eBay Main Street. That can help you do just that. You can use their forms to contact your congressperson or senator with just a few clicks. Under the Issues tab at ebaymainstreet.com, you'll also find an advocacy toolkit with information on how to call, write, or visit your elected representative. And they even have your representative name, depending on where you live.
Wow.
You can write a letter to the editor. You can support congressional bills through a Facebook app. So go to ebaymainstreet.com and sign up today. This is a very, very important thing. Somebody who's very important in our hearts is Patty from Miami, Florida, known as the Shipping Mom, too. Hey, Patty, what's your question or comment today?
The Shipping Mom, too. Oh, my God. I'm insane, Griff. You know that I'm insane, right?
Yes, we know that.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Right. Anyway, so I'm like really, really upset right now because of, you know, the stuff that you posted yesterday on the Wednesday talk about the defect for cancellation. And I am totally freaking out about that.
Why?
Because of the fact that, because, you know, I had this order and the address was invalid and I couldn't go ahead and get a hold of the customer or anything. So, and it was coming to the deadline of the shipping time.
Right.
And I didn't want to go ahead and get, and in hindsight, I should have just let it go because, you know, a defect in cancellation is worse than a late shipment thing. So, but I did. I canceled the order and I put as a reason, there was no two reasons. It was either a customer wanted to cancel or there was a problem with the shipping address, which it still is. There is a problem.
Well, did you contact the buyer? Did you contact the buyer?
Yes, I did.
And?
And the buyer didn't get back with me until after I did the cancellation. And he
Patty.
Okay.
Don't worry about this. I don't know if it's going to show up as a cancellation. If it does, just email customer support or call customer support or email the details to me. I mean, it's a mitigating circumstance. No one's expecting you to ship a package that the address is not correct. And but I wouldn't have canceled the sale. I would say this: you're better off with a late shipment than you are with a seller cancellation.
But you see, this is what happened. Okay, you are of sound mind. I am not. So after I did this whole thing, and me, I calmed down. Okay, then I figure that I could go ahead and do that. Okay, but now I cannot go ahead and do it anymore.
But Patty. Please put this in perspective. It's one transaction. It's fixable. Stop worrying about it.
Okay.
And here's my advice.
Send me the details. I'll send it to Trust.
Okay.
They'll fix it for you.
Okay, great.
Don't worry about it.
Okay,
but
great,
in the future, in the future, I want you to do this. Instead of worrying about your defect rate, instead of worrying about whether you're going to get a late shipment, focus on the buyer. And in this case, what I would have done is I would have waited for them to get back to me. And if they didn't get back to me, eventually they will. And you can say, your address was not correct. Did you try calling them, by the way? Because you can request their phone number.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't even think about that. I was so intense in the shipping metrics
that I totally forgot
any common sense.
Right, Patty, that was your problem. That was the error. You want to focus on the buyer, not on your shipping metric. Those things take care of themselves. So send the details to me and to griffin@ebay.com, and we'll fix it.
And in the meantime, Patty, bubble bath, candle, and a piece of chocolate.
And a mojito.
That'll do it, babe.
Hey, and a mojito. Hey, listen, Lee, did you get my email?
I don't think so. What was it about?
Oh my God! It was because I'm 100% sure that I will go to Vegas to the radio show this year, and I'm so happy.
I'm so excited! You know it's going to be in July instead of June. Okay,
you've got the dates
26th through the 29th. We'll be telling you more just as soon as we can, Patty. I'm so excited that you're going to be there this year,
Patty.
I know.
Patty, before you go, someone wants to reassure you that it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
Introduce
yourself,
though.
Thank
you,
Chris. You do.
Oh, so
hold on,
so Patty. Devin wants to tell you it's going to be okay.
The
Devin,
CEO of eBay, wants to tell you. We got him in just for you, Patty.
Patty, it's going to be okay. I didn't get to hear what's not okay, but whatever it is, it's going to be okay. I assure you.
She did the right thing.
Yes. You know what? The thing is, okay, and I have always followed this since I met Griff, okay? If you follow what he says and you take care of the customer, okay, everything works out to your benefit.
That's true.
That is something that we need to go ahead and stress moving forward, that you want to go ahead and take care of the customer first and foremost. And he has been saying this. I met Griff in 2002, and I have followed his doctrine since 2002, and I haven't had any problems on eBay. So
there you
it
go.
Must work.
A happy customer. Because,
yeah.
I followed all of Griff's doctrines since I arrived, and it's never steered me wrong. So
I did too, and my house is under watch.
Oh,
what
well,
can I tell you?
There you
hey,
go.
Patty,
but,
we love you,
just
Patty.
Don't take wardrobe advice from me, whatever you do.
That's
thank
true.
You, Patty. We appreciate your call
thank
today,
you.
Honey.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Patty.
So, Griff, you've got a guest in the studio.
We have a pop-in.
Our first pop-in. Devin, do you know about our pop-ins?
No, tell me about your pop-ins.
You're the first pop-ins. Well, you know, on the internet, it's called drop-ins, right?
Oh,
so we're having pop-ins, and that's going to be special people that are going to just drop by, and they're not scheduled or anything. And you're our first pop-in.
Well, there you go. It's been a while, so I wanted to come by. And first of all, I wanted to say to both Griffin, Betsy, how much I appreciate
Lee, I'm Lee. Remember, you always call me Betsy.
I know. I'm sorry.
But Betsy appreciates that you said Betsy.
Yes,
Betsy
she does.
Whoever Betsy is, she appreciates
yes,
it.
Yes, she does.
You know E-Betsy.
I do know Betsy. And the show is great. And, you know, today is also, I just thought it would be a good time to come in because I'm really happy that we are on a journey to evolve our standards and make them more fair. And I think it's, you know, this weekend was a milestone.
Yeah.
And this matters a lot. And I know it matters a lot to a lot of people. And I love, you know, this is the show and particularly everything around it is really the heart of the community, and that matters a lot. It matters to me. It matters. Obviously, eBay is now a really, really big business, but we try not to forget that it's about people and it's the heart of the community, and we're trying to get it right, and we're on a journey to try to get it more right for the seller community. And, you know, I wanted to pop in and just say thank you to all of our sellers and say thank you to Griff for being keeping the flame alive and to answer any questions.
Yes.
I don't think I can answer particular questions about the packaging of an item but you know, questions about the company, and I'm happy to do that. So that's why I popped in.
Our telephone number is 888-723-4630, 888-RADIO-30 if you would like to speak with the CEO of eBay. We have him.
But Devin, you do sell on eBay.
Oh, sure.
So you do know a little bit about packing some items.
Oh, I sure do. I sell, and obviously I buy, and you know, it's I do it all the time.
When we come back, I want to know what your middle name, where it came from.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, if you're comfortable. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. We'll be back in a moment here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick Start and End Dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the Sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email, using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. It's free and easy. To give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. And if you do, you'll get to talk to, ask questions, and shoot the breeze with our CEO of eBay, Devin Wenig, who's popped in to join us today. So, Lee has a question for you.
Yeah, so Devin, I love your middle name. It is it's Norse.
Yeah, Norse.
And where is that? A family name?
There's some stuff back in my interesting heritage, but I suppose my dad and mom have had Viking images of grandeur somewhere back in there.
I didn't want to say Thor.
It's a bit of a crazy, like, it is a crazy name.
I like it, though.
Now Devin is more popular, but when I was growing up, it wasn't that popular. Yeah. So I used to get picked on in the schoolyard a bit on that. And Wenig is a German name, and Norse is a Viking name. So who knows? It's a kind of strange mashup of lots of different things.
Is Devin British?
No, Devin isn't anything. I don't know. I don't know what Devin is.
You do know there's a cologne called Devin, right?
I didn't know that, but I suspect I'm going to have to buy that on eBay this afternoon.
No, you won't have to buy it. I've got extras. I'll bring in a bottle.
You know, I don't wear cologne, but I'm going to check it out.
Okay. That's so diplomatic, because I'm reeking of it right now, I'm afraid. So
there you go.
Yeah,
all right.
There. So we were talking on the break about, you know, what's going on with eBay and the business. And one of the things that is on sellers' minds right now, because we've been pushing this for over a year, is the idea of structured data and product identifiers. And I wanted to get your take on it, because I think people are kind of tired of hearing my take on it. Maybe you've got a different way of putting it.
Well, look, let me try to make it simple. First of all, obviously, it's a very important thing. I think it's maybe the most important platform evolution that we've done really since the founding of the company.
I agree.
And the reason for that, to keep it really simple, is the marketplace has gotten so big that at this point, having only one tool, search, to allow buyers to discover your items as a seller is no longer tenable. And the reason for that is we now have 800 million items for sale. At some point this year, we're going to cross 1 billion items for sale. And this is the world's biggest store. And if you think about it, historically, we don't know what's for sale in this marketplace. We have a search engine, and it's looking at your listings and descriptions, and right, it does a pretty good job. But think about how frustrating it is to buyers, particularly as the world moves to mobile, where there's less screen real estate, to think, I'm trying to buy a phone or an Xbox or a sweater, and all I get is listing after listing after listing. I really just want to see, what do you have? And what are the items? And what are the brands? And just show it to me really simply. And that's a super hard task when we don't actually know the item. And so this is really important, because it's ultimately the simple way that I try to describe it to the world is this is about discoverability. It's about discoverability of items on eBay and discoverability of those items off of eBay. And let me just give you one other example of why I think it's really important for sellers. I buy everything on eBay, and I bought a couple of televisions on eBay. And the normal way that you buy something like that is you do a bit of research on the internet. You go out and you say, what's the right TV to buy? And, you know, okay, I want a Sony 42-inch plasma TV. And then you go on eBay and you type that model number in. And what tends to happen is you get a bunch of listings, and first of all, not all the descriptions are the same, so you begin to lose confidence in what you're looking at. And then the second thing is you, in your mind, this model number has some attributes. It's 42 inches, it's plasma. Sometimes sellers don't describe it right.
Yeah.
And then you're thinking, okay, but this guy saying it's 65 inches, not 42 inches, and then you begin to lose confidence.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, maybe I can't trust anything. I'm not sure. You know, that model number has attributes, and not every seller should have to replicate that. It Right. should be simple. And ultimately, when we get to critical mass, this is going to be simpler for sellers, because we shouldn't have 5,000 sellers rewriting what that TV is. That should be one click away. For items like that that aren't unique, the only thing that you should have to say is the price and the shipping. And everything else, like that TV is either 42 inches or it's not. And that ought to be one click. So I think right now we're in the startup costs of this. I know it's a bit of an incremental burden to some people. But I think soon we're going to be at a place where you're getting the dividend back. And the dividend is higher velocity and better sales and simpler listing. Because it shouldn't be that 5,000 people have to rewrite what this TV does. It's the TV does one thing, and everybody should just click and put it in there.
That's very well put. I hadn't thought of that angle, too. The efficiency for sellers.
Sure.
I tend to focus on the buying end of it, but there are lots of benefits. And having buyers be able to find the item, make a decision quick and with confidence is good for sellers, too. But listing, quicker listing, price comparison, price guidance in the future, when all these are really beneficial to merchants on eBay.
You bet. That's why we're doing it.
Hey,
it's not an easy thing to do, but that's why we're doing it.
It is not easy.
I was reading through your agenda. You spoke an agenda for e-commerce at the recent World Economic Forum.
Yep.
And one of the things you discussed, and they just had a little blurb about it in the article, was you were talking about trends, and you said that there were, I think, five trends that are coming about that you can see.
Yep.
As far as e-commerce goes. And one of the trends, I think it was number four, is virtual reality gets real.
Yeah.
Would you talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, I've spoken about this quite a bit recently. I think that virtual reality, you know, we're on the precipice of a really interesting set of technology changes to the world we live in. And some of them directly impact commerce. Some of them don't, but they're still really important because they change the way billions of people on the planet live.
Right.
And I think what's not understood is that virtual reality and assisted reality are not features. They're not like 3D TV, which was kind of a fad that came and went, and you know, some people use it, but it was kind of nonsense at the end of the day, wearing the weird glasses and
gave me a headache.
Yeah, most people got headaches from it. Virtual reality is not that. It's actually a platform that's really important. And it's going to really start to encroach on different parts of people's lives. It's already starting to get into cars where the windshield has the speedometer in the windshield, and you know, even the ability to avoid accidents in the windshield. It's beginning to get into screens in retailers. It's beginning to I spoke at a conference where I talked about live events, and live events are going to become more virtual reality enabled, where you'll be able to sort of see instant replays from different players' perspectives. That's a year or two away.
Yeah.
But for commerce specifically, you know, the hardest part of commerce are categories that are not functional. Back to my TV example, I don't need a lot of touch and feel to buy a TV. I just need to know what the price is, and I know what the TV does. I know what it is. That's very different to a handcrafted item or even a fashion item. You know, as you get into emotional categories, the fit and feel and the real immersive experience matters a lot. You know, like I don't know what this sweater is from your picture. I kind of can see it, and maybe I'll take a leap, but I don't know if it's tight or it's loose or if it's well-made or not, or, you know, this painting or this automobile. I think that you're going to see VR start to close the trust gap on those emotional items. And I really do think e-commerce is going to swallow the world, and this is one of the ways it'll do it. You know, the last bastion is most people want to walk into a store and buy fashion because they don't trust online. And most people, you know, we have a multi-billion-dollar business, but the truth is it's a fraction of what sells outside e-commerce.
Right.
I think it's going to close. And I think things like much richer experience where you can really sense what you're buying is going to matter. And that's a great thing for sellers because there's not a lot you have to do. It just, that's something we have to do.
We will be.
eBay is doing. And, you know, I'll give an example, which is, I'll give a specific example of something, as long as everybody listening to this radio show doesn't make it public. And that is...
Wait, hold on a minute. I'll ask, do I have your word, audience?
Absolutely.
There you are.
My lips are zipped.
Here's a great example. You know, we own a company called StubHub, and a lot of people buy their tickets on StubHub. They go to events in the United States. StubHub is a huge ticket seller. StubHub today makes seat maps available, so you can kind of see your seat in the stadium before you pick it. But we're working on a VR instance of it where you can actually sit in your seat and look around before you buy it. You can get a really amazing sense of what it's going to be like at that event from that actual seat. Now, that's a great, really live example of, you know, StubHub sells a lot of tickets, but I think that if you really feel like, hey, this is behind a column or this is a two side and angle to see the concert, we're going to sell more tickets and sellers are going to sell more tickets because of that. So there's an example.
That's a great example.
Yep.
It would be even better if I could just sit, if I could virtually reality sit during the concert there.
Beat me up.
Well, that'll happen. That'll happen eventually.
For those people who don't want to sit next to too many people and prefer to be at home.
Yeah.
That's great news. And there's a lot of opportunities to do this. Now that we're talking about it, a virtual reality way of trying on apparel that you find on eBay to see if this is going to look good on me.
Right.
And we see a little bit, I know there's an eyeglass site where you can... Mm-hmm. Put the glasses on. It's not quite there, but...
Just starting.
Hey, can you stick around a little longer?
I will stick around for questions.
Okay, so let's take a short break and we'll be right back. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Our number here is 888-723-4630. Talk to Devin here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
To speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition, and we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Ready to list that porcelain vase but don't recognize its mark? Bummer. Knowing who made your item helps to tell what it's worth. WorthPoint's directory of makers, Marks, and its digital library have your back. You may know Marks and Library as a separate site, but now they're integrated directly into WorthPoint, so they're easier to use than ever. Go to WorthPoint.com, input a few keywords like gold, anchor, then let WorthPoint's Marks and Library do the rest. It's the Internet's largest searchable database of marks and artworks, silver, ceramics, glass, jewelry, military, dolls, toys, and more. Plus, Plus, you can access more than 1,000 reference books in the digital library to learn more about your item. Once you know what it is, WorthPoint can tell you how much it's sold for. That's WorthPoint, now with Marks and Library. That vase is by Chelsea. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to worthpoint.com.